Our top story, Israeli military officials have blocked entry to the occupied Ramallah for all non-residents of the Palestinian city. According to Israeli sources, people would be allowed to leave Ramallah only after military security checks. Tens of thousands of Palestinians pay daily visits to the city from Jerusalem al-Quds and across the occupied West Bank. The decision came after a Palestinian man opened fire and wounded three Israeli soldiers at a checkpoint near the Beit Il settlement. The man was shot dead by Israeli forces. While a Palestinian youth has been shot and killed for allegedly trying to carry out a stabbing attack against Israeli soldiers. The incident happened near the settlement of Salit in the West Bank city of Tul Karm. Also on Sunday, Israeli forces gunned down two Palestinians in the occupied West Bank in separate incidents. Tel Aviv says one of the Palestinians had been trying to run over soldiers while the other had opened fire on them. The occupied West Bank and the besieged Gaza Strip have been gripped by a wave of violence since the beginning of October 2015. At least 168 Palestinians have been killed since then. Tensions erupted after Israeli settlers and soldiers repeatedly stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Our correspondent in Ramallah has more about the latest fatal shooting in the occupied territories.
Well, 19-year-old Ahmed Hassan Touba from Kufr Jamal village in Tul Karim was shot and killed. The Israeli military claimed that Ahmed arrived near the Israeli settlement of Salaid. It's to the south of Tul Karim, and he was holding an knife. The soldiers opened fire, shot him, and killed him. However, there were no reports that any of the Israeli soldiers were killed. Immediately, as we know, the Israeli soldiers are used to confiscate the body of every Palestinian try to carry out such attacks. However, this time, the Israeli soldiers left him on the ground bleeding, then allowed the Palestinian ambulances to take the body to the Palestinian hospital in Tul Karim. Now, the number of Palestinians who were killed since the beginning of this uprising in October are now almost 170, with more Israeli escalated measures in the occupied West Bank, with more Israeli illegal practices and crimes committed against the Palestinians, whether in the Gaza Strip, in occupied West Bank, and also in Jerusalem al-Quds.